From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The chairman of BP says embattled CEO Tony Hayward is stepping away from day-to-day oversight of the response to the Gulf oil spill. NPR's Brian Mann says the move follows a bruising week for the company and for Hayward.
Tony Hayward met with President Obama this week and then endured a day-long grilling by congressional leaders. Lawmakers blasted his leadership in the lead-up to the April 20th explosion that sparked the nation's worst-ever oil spill. They also questioned his efforts in the weeks since as oil continues to gush from the leaking well. In an interview with Sky News Television, BP Chairman Carl-Henrik Svanberg said the spill response will now be led by an American executive.
He's now handing over the operations, daily operations, to Bob Dudley, and he will be more home and be there and be here.
Hayward, who's British, was forced to apologize after saying that he wanted his life back in the wake of the oil spill. In his interview with Sky News, Svanberg acknowledged Hayward's misstep, saying it is clear Tony has made remarks that have upset people. Brian Mann, NPR News, New Orleans.
Violence has spiked in recent weeks in Iraq, where a political impasse continues after indecisive elections held in March. NPR's Lars Garcia-Navarro reports that at least 27 people were killed in the latest attacks in Baghdad.
Gunmen killed 7 Iraqi troops near the Syrian border. An Iraqi interpreter for the U.S. military was also gunned down by his son and nephew after he refused their demands to quit his job. The murders are among almost 3 dozen people killed all over Iraq. Adding to the toll, car bombs tore through 2 neighborhoods north of Baghdad in separate attacks. In the deadliest, at least 8 people were killed and 69 wounded in the blast, which left some 20 houses heavily damaged. The civilian death toll has been steadily rising over the past few months, raising fears as the U.S. draws down half of its force. By summer's end, 50,000 American troops will be left here, and so far there are no plans to slow the pace of withdrawal. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.
A Miami jury is awarding a Florida couple almost $2.5 million in damages because of unsafe drywall installed in their home. The case was brought by Armin and Lisa Seifert against Banner Supply Company, which installed the product. Jurors agreed that Banner knew about problems with the drywall and tried to keep it a secret. The Seiferts moved out of their home last year to have it gutted because of noxious odors and corroding wiring systems. Gold prices rose again on Friday by more than $9 to close at $1,260 an ounce. Diane Swank is a financial economist with Mesirow Financial. She says investors are also turning to other tangibles.
Well, we're seeing everything from crude oil prices to silver all going up at this stage of the game after being pushed down fairly dramatically in the wake of what happened in Europe and fears of a global recession.
This is NPR. The State Department is calling for an international investigation into the ethnic violence that recently erupted in Kyrgyzstan. Assistant Secretary of State Robert Blake says the provisional government should take immediate steps to stop the violence, which left at least 190 people dead. Blake heard from refugees across the border Friday. Some told him they believed the unrest was staged. The United Nations estimates that 400,000 Uzbeks fled south to escape the unrest. The United Nations estimates that as many as 1 million people are being affected by the crisis. Nobel Prize-winning author José Saramago has died at the age of 87. Terry Schultz reports on the life of the first Portuguese language winner of the Literature Prize.
The writer, who won the Nobel in 1998, grew up in a poor family in Portugal, supporting himself as a metal worker and later a journalist, beginning to win critical acclaim in literature only 3 decades ago when he was in his 50s. Saramago was controversial, particularly for his deep support for communism, but also his blunt manner and even his writing style, which some felt was too intellectual and dull. He abandoned his homeland in 1992 after feuding publicly with a Portuguese government minister who blocked Saramago's nomination for the European Literature Prize because of what was deemed an irreverent view of Catholicism in one of his novels. He is one of Portugal's best-selling contemporary writers. His representatives say Saramago died in his home in the Spanish Canary Islands after a long illness. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Stocks edged higher on Wall Street Friday, ending another positive week. The Dow Industrials gained 16 points. The Nasdaq rose 3 points, and the S&P 500 was up a single point. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.